Last year's presidential election left many people wondering about the future of American politics. Former Washington State Republican Party Chairman Chris Vance is one of them. He ran for U.S. Senate as a Republican last year, but was highly critical of Donald Trump. Vance recently announced that he's leaving the party, and he's now aligned himself with an organization called the Centrist Project. You're listening to KNKX. Vance and Centrist Project Executive Director Nick Troiano sat down with Seattle Times political reporter Jim Bruner to talk about this so-called third way. First, Nick explains how his group defines centrism.
Being a centrist is not about being in the mushy middle. In fact, we're quite passionate about the stances where we have on issues. We've organized it around several principles. It's people who are both fiscally responsible and environmentally responsible. We believe in the value of stewardship and not living beyond our means at the next generation's expense. We are pro-free markets and pro-job creation while recognizing that we need to have a safety net for the people who need it. You know, we're socially tolerant. We don't want government involved in private decisions that individuals are making. So we believe we can take the best ideas from both sides, not just split the difference between them.
Do you think you're going to get people excited about centrism? I mean, I cover the parties and I see most of the movement, you know, coming from the extremes. And, you know, Chris, I think this is what you've seen, too. You've written about.
So you're right. But things have changed. I mean, you got to put this in context, Jim. The reason this is happening is because the Democratic Party is becoming the party of Bernie Sanders, and the Republican Party has become the party of Donald Trump and Steve Bannon. And that leaves, as Tony Blair says, most of us politically homeless. I think this is inevitable. There's going to be a new political movement between the extremes of these two insane parties.
So what are you going to actually do? I mean, we have a Senate race coming up here next year. We've got suddenly competitive congressional race with Dave Reichert's retirement. Are we going to see centrist or independent candidates backed by your group get into those?
The National Centrist Project endorses candidates and helps them. And that's great. And there might be some in Washington State. Maybe there'll be somebody in our U.S. Senate race. Maybe they'll get involved in the 8th Congressional District race. In the meantime, I want to start recruiting candidates for the Washington State Legislature who are going to run as independents, and find people who will fund a political action committee to fund them and start getting out there and getting competitive. Now, how successful we're going to be in 2018? I don't know. This may take a long time to build, or it may come together very quickly. I don't know. But it is happening. I mean, we are organizing a group to try and compete in races next year. This is happening. And I think it's going to be the big story of 2018. Political reporters like you at some point have to wake up and go, wow, look at all these independents. What's going on?
What is the plan for Washington State? I mean, I want to press you just a little bit more. Do you think that you're here meeting with people? What can people expect to come out of this?
Well, one of the reasons why the Centrist Project is interested in supporting efforts like Chris here in Washington State is because it would just take a couple independents to make a really big difference in the legislature because it's so narrowly divided. Here in the state Senate, two independents, or in the state House, three independents would actually be able to be a coalition to force compromise between both sides and to bring them together. And so what we are doing is organizing a network of grassroots volunteers. In fact, we already have a chapter here in Seattle. We're organizing a network of donors who can contribute to candidates. We're recruiting candidates. And then we're also building the back-end infrastructure. A lot of people don't realize behind the scenes, the talent, the operatives, the vendors, the voter data that both parties have to provide their candidates, the Centrist Project is building, and state chapters like the one here in Washington will be able to leverage.
And since you came from the Republican Party, I mean, are there other prominent Republicans in Washington State that are going to join?
We'll see. There are people who I've been talking to. I'm going to find out if they're willing to be public about this. But there are a lot of, you know, the Washington State Republican Party has a history of being moderate, you know. A lot of those Republicans, like you've mentioned, they are stubbornly holding on to the dream that the party can go back and be what it used to be. I've given up on that. But they're still there, you know.
And I would say this effort nationally and in other states is both people who are dissatisfied with their party, Republicans and Democrats, and then people who've been truly independent for a long time and say, finally, something has arrived that I've been waiting for a while to get involved in.
Yeah, and that's important, by the way. Several of the people who I expect to be at our organizing meeting are former Democrat elected officials. There are a lot of Democrats in this state who are very uncomfortable with the drift to the left they're seeing in the Democratic Party, particularly coming out of the city of Seattle.
are you going to draw initially, do you think, more in this state from the disaffected Republicans than the Democrats here?
So far, it's both. Well, okay. I think you're underestimating, or we're not talking enough about the suburban and rural Democrats who are very unhappy with what's happening in the Democratic Party. Moving towards single-payer health care and the minimum wage and other things, the losing Boeing to other states, now losing Amazon to other states. There's a lot of angst out there among a lot of traditional moderate Democrats, too.
Seattle Times political reporter Jim Bruner talking with local politician Chris Vance and Nick Troiano, the executive director of the Centrist Project. The conversation was an excerpt from The Overcast, the Seattle Times weekly politics podcast recorded here at KNKX. You can find a link to the whole episode on our website, and you can find The Overcast anywhere you get your podcasts.